Like some of her opponents, Mathis is from the Pensacola area. She began her professional career as a teacher, but after a few years, she went back to school to become a nurse, which is how she earns a living. Her life turned in another direction when she saw up close some of the harsh realities faced by family members in the criminal justice system.
So I went to court with them, seeing some things that was going on in our judicial system that I wasn't too thrilled about. So the only way I figured I could help out or try to find some type of information on is go back to school. So I went back to school and got a paralegal degree.
Mathis also launched the nonprofit Ladies with a Heart Stands for Justice after she began hearing about cases of local youth prosecuted as adults. The transfer of juveniles to the adult court system is known as direct file, and in Florida, it's the sole discretion of the state attorney. The issue of direct file, which is a big problem in the state and disproportionately affects African Americans, is one of the main reasons she decided to run for office. And if elected, it's one of the first things she wants to change.
Well, there should be a procedure that they should go by, and it needs to be a panel of people that look at their mental stability. Are they taking any meds? What are their background? What are their environmental background? You know, what kind of lifestyle have they had? Their grades? Were they in ESE classes?
Mathis proposes a review of those mitigating factors on the front end. Additionally, she says it's unrealistic to expect a 15 or 16-year-old to understand or have equal access to the criminal justice system.
A lot of these people come from poverty homes, so they're not going to have the money to go spend $20,000 and $30,000 to go get one of the bigger-time lawyers that will be able to handle this situation. You're going to get a public defender that has over 100 cases that they are trying to work on at the same time. So they're not going to have time to really sit down with this minor, because once you adjudicate it, there is no longer sitting down with the parent. Everything is solely on that minor.
For the youth who wind up in the adult court system, Mathis recommends separate correctional facilities. Incarceration with grown men, she argues, leaves juveniles vulnerable to sexual assault, abuse of drugs to cope, and even suicide. Another priority issue for Mathis is addressing the environmental and health concerns of the people in Pensacola's historically Black community of Wedgewood. For decades, the neighborhood where she grew up and still resides has been surrounded by numerous landfills and borrow pits.
When it rains and all of those chemicals and trash and stuff, when the ground gets really, really, I guess, soggy, you would say, this stuff is seeping down and then it's going into your water lines. So when you're drinking this water, you're drinking the chemicals. You are taking in some pretty bad toxin. So we need to eliminate that. We need to get this cleaned up.
In the north end of Florida House District 1, Mathis has ideas for helping the small town of Century. She says the poverty-ridden community could benefit from economic development aimed at individuals who travel there to visit loved ones at the Century Correctional Institution.
We don't have any hotels. We don't have any restaurants. We bring our kids. We don't have anywhere to take them to have fun. We have to drive all the way back to Pensacola. That's a 45-minute drive. Most of them have already made a 6-7-hour drive to visit. So what I'm proposing is if we get some hotels, if we start getting developers to come out, give them a tax deduction.
For Francine Mathis, economic development and access to jobs, transportation, health care, and equal justice are all tied together. Getting a chance to address these issues as a state legislator may be a long shot. But even though her campaign has reported no monetary contributions and she was late getting into the race, Mathis is not deterred.
I have been out here living and talking to the people of District 1, trying to come up with solutions for their issues and concerns. I have had the job fairs to help people find jobs in this community. I have had the college fairs.
In the race for Florida House District 1, Mathis faces Vicki Garrett in the Democratic primary on August 28th. The winner faces the Republican nominee in November. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.